6. Energy and Pattern. There is a circuit called the personality circuit that goes all over the universes and that centers in the Father. All personalities are in that circuit. This is the way we tell if a being has personality. If he is in the Father's personality circuit, then that being has personality. If he is not in this circuit, then he does not have the kind of personality that comes from the Father. Similarly, we can use other circuits to tell spirit, mind, and matter. If something responds to the spirit circuit of the Eternal Son, then we know that it is spiritual in nature. If something will respond to the mind circuit of the Infinite Spirit, then we know that this particular thing is mind. If something responds to gravity, then we know that it is matter. All of the gravity circuits finally tie in to the big gravity center on the underside of the Isle of Paradise. If anything responds to any kind of material gravity, then we know that it is something that once came from the Isle of Paradise. It is matter or material energy of some kind or other. Energy. We use the word energy to mean more than just material energy. We speak of spiritual energy, of mental energy, as well as material energy. We use the word force in just the same way, spiritual force, mental force, or cosmic, material, force. We use the word power in two ways. Material energy goes through different stages of development. The beginning forms of energy would hardly register on the instruments which human beings have developed. Neither does this beginning form of energy respond to the gravity which human beings know about. But later on, this beginning form of energy gets along to the place where it does respond to gravity, as you know gravity. When it gets down to this stage, then we call it power. This stage is the electronic stage. Atoms are beginning to form. But then we also use the word power in another sense. We use it to mean sovereignty, as sovereign power. We have to give special meanings to these three words, force, energy, and power. You just do not have enough words in the English language to cover the situation. So, we have to take some of your regular words and give them special meanings. Let's talk about these three words as they apply to the material side of creation. Physical energy. We use the term physical energy in several ways. If something moves, that is physical energy in action. If something acts in any way, that is physical energy in action. And then again, if something is not acting but could act, it still has physical energy. For example, a storage battery may not be doing anything, but it could start your car. Even when it is not doing anything, it still has some physical energy inside of it. But this energy is potential, not actual, until you step on the starter and put it into action. So, we use the term physical energy when we want to talk about material motion, action, or potential. When we want to be more specific about physical energy and what it does, then we break it down into three further terms. We use the terms cosmic force, emergent energy, and universe power. We use these terms with the following meanings. 1. Cosmic force. If you remember, we have told you that all of the material universes came from the Isle of Paradise, but the new universes are not flowing out of Paradise piecemeal. The whole of material creation did flow out of Paradise back in eternity. Havona, the central universe, became immediately real. But there was then nothing outside of Havona, nothing except space in which to build the seven superuniverses and, later on, the outer universes. Where did the rest of the stuff of creation go to? It appears that it flowed from the Isle of Paradise into the grasp of the unqualified absolute. You will remember that the unqualified absolute is the part of infinity that the I Am moved away from. Ever since that time, the unqualified absolute had been slowly releasing, little by little, giving up what it once got from Paradise. As the unqualified absolute releases the stuff of material creation, so are the new universes born in time and space. But when the unqualified absolute first releases this stuff of material creation, it is not at that stage responsive even to Paradise gravity. In this very early stage, we call the stuff of material creation cosmic force. 2. Emergent energy. Later on in the development of the stuff of material creation, it does become responsive to paradise gravity. When it does respond to paradise gravity, we call it emergent energy. It has emerged from the grasp of the unqualified absolute. But this emergent energy is still not responsive to gravity, as human beings know gravity. It would not respond to the gravity pull of your world, just to the gravity center on Nether Paradise. This emergent energy is the stuff of material creation just before you get matter, atoms and electrons. 3. Universe Power. Now we have gotten down to the place where you understand material energy. Universe power does respond to gravity as you know about gravity. It still responds in a general way to the Paradise Gravity Center, but it also responds directly to the gravity pull of planets and suns. This is the stage of electrons and protons and atoms and motion, all as human beings understand such things. Mind. Wherever mind appears, then you can know that some living being has done something to put mind there. First of all, you have to have a living energy system, and then mind can be put into that energy system. This is true no matter how high up you go. Humans have mind added to a material energy system, the body. Seraphim have mind added to a spiritual energy system, the seraphic form. If the energy system has also been given personality by the Father, then mind acts as a cushion between spirit and matter. It reaches out and ties spirit and matter together. For this reason, we recognize three kinds of light: material light, intellectual insight, and spirit luminosity. Light. When we speak of spirit luminosity, we are using a figure of speech. You do the same thing when you speak of enlightenment in the sense of making something understandable. But there is something about spiritual beings that can only be described as luminosity. But this spirit luminosity has nothing to do with intellectual insight or physical light. Pattern. Here is another word we should talk about. Matter, mind, or spirit can have a pattern. Any combination of these energies can have a pattern. A personal being, a personality, has a pattern. An identity has a pattern. Entities and even non-living matter have patterns. All of these things have shape, form, configuration of some sort. But pattern never reproduces itself. It is not creative. If a pattern repeats, then somebody has made a copy of an earlier and original pattern. Pattern determines the shape or form that energy takes. An atom has a precise pattern, with a nucleus and with electrons swinging around the central nucleus. But this pattern or form does not explain what holds the atom together. Pattern does not control the atom. It is gravity that controls the atom. Pattern does not control energy. Gravity does. Pattern itself does not respond to gravity. Neither does space respond to gravity. But this does not mean that there is any connection between pattern and space, just because neither one of them do respond to gravity. Space has nothing to do with pattern. It is something entirely different. The reason that pattern does not respond to gravity is because there is nothing in pattern which could respond to gravity. If we go back to the atom, we have the nucleus and the electrons swinging around it. The material mass of the nucleus and the electrons does respond to gravity. This is all there is in the atom that could respond to gravity. Pattern has no mass. In a human being, we have a body that has just so much mass. The body weighs just so many pounds. This weight in pounds is a measure of the pull of gravity on this human body. This human being might have a body pattern, appearance, that you would call beautiful. The beauty does not respond to gravity, the body does. This same comparison is true on the mind and spirit levels. The reality of any pattern, form, is determined by the stuff of which it is made. Pattern is very meaningful, though. Patterns differ, and it is this very difference that makes life so interesting. People do not look alike. There is a general similarity to the human races, but pattern, appearance, makes each human being look different. The shape, form, or pattern of something sets it apart from the total of things. It can be recognized and identified as something individual. This is especially true of the form of a personal creature. All personal forms tend to individualize, become different from any other similar forms. This is true of material beings, Marantia beings, and spiritual beings. They reshape their forms. Even the character of a human being tends to become imprinted on his facial expression. Why does this take place? Why do appearances tend to individualize? Well, it is not because of anything inherent in energy, material, mental, or spiritual. It goes way back to the beginning of things. It goes way back to the personality of God and to the mechanism of paradise. God made paradise, the pattern of patterns. He gave it the shape it has. And ever since that time, personality has been expressing itself and determining the shape of things, in creating new and individual patterns. Pattern is something that is copied, a master design from which copies can be made. Eternal paradise is the absolute of patterns. It is the first shape to be produced by God. The eternal Son is the pattern personality. The universal Father is the direct ancestor source of both the Son and of paradise. And here is something interesting to note. Paradise does not bestow pattern, and the Son cannot bestow personality. Both have limitations. The Father has escaped from these limitations by becoming the cause of paradise and the parent of the Son.